lettuce. Good. Okay. Okay, so I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. As we are currently in unprecedented times, can I ask for everybody's full cooperation and to adhere to the new guidelines with regards to the conduct of the meeting. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligation under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure that you wish, if you wish to speak on an item, use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. Members should ensure all cameras are switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging in the event that two councillors propose at the same time. The person who proposed first will be taken as a proposer, and then the person who proposed second will be recorded as the seconder. We're all happy. We'll move on to item number one, apologies and chairperson's remarks. So we have an apology from Catherine Owens.
That's correct, Chair.
Yes, and anyone else?
Councillor McKevitt will be joining the meeting just that she had no engagement on, and she'll be joining the meeting as soon as practically possible. Chair, Johnny, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? That's it. Okay, so item number two, declarations of interest.
Non-chairperson.
Thank you. Anybody else? Oh, sorry, David Taylor, you're looking in there. Go ahead.
Yep, sure. Could I declare an interest in item 12, the maintenance of town clocks? I'm a member of the Select Vestry of St Patrick's Parish Church, so it's one of those buildings included within that item, so I would declare an interest in that.
Thank you, Councillor Taylor. And if that is all, we'll proceed on to item number three, action sheet of the Neighbourhood Services Committee meeting held on the 19th of October 2021, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, and page 9. Can we have a proposer and a seconder for that, please? We have a proposal from Councillor Andrews.
And we can comment as well, if that's okay.
No worries, yeah.
Thank you very much, Chair. And first of all,
I just need a seconder as well. Have we got a seconder?
I second that, thank you.
Yeah, that's fine, thank you. Councillor McKee, seconding, sorry. I have Councillor Andrews as a C in first, Councillor Casey, if that's okay for comment. You're happy enough? Okay, Councillor Casey, go ahead. No worries. Thank you. Go ahead, Councillor Casey.
Thank you, Brendan. You say he's going to go ahead. He's
Yeah.
Who's coming up first? And okay, so Councillor Anders, go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to thank Harold.
Sure.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Chair. First of all, in relation to the actions, you'd like to go to the Christmas Illuminations Working Group. What it is, I was contacted by residents from Gargary about the Christmas tree. Just during the conversation, an email they mentioned about that the tree at Gargary used to be in the chapel grounds, and the community group have indicated that they'd like the tree to stay in Gargary. You know, they also highlighted that a new location was got, you know, beside the road, which would be dead on, you know, for the council to come along to put the tree in, and that the local community group would take care of the rest with a PowerPoint, etc., being there. And while it's welcoming the Leitrim tree, you know, for the people there, they think it's good that Leitrim's getting the tree, the Gargary folk would still like to have their tree. And I'm just wondering, would it be possible if we make a proposal that, you know, officers can meet with the community group as soon as possible to touch base about the tree? Thanks very much.
Thank you. Kevin, do you want to come in on that?
Thanks, Chair. Yes, it was a couple of months ago at this committee that this committee and then the full council agreed that we would not place a cut Christmas tree in Gargary, and it would be replaced with the planted tree that we have now planted in Leitrim. And we have this progressive view in terms of trying to reduce the number of cut Christmas trees. Respectfully, Chair, I would say that we would remain with our current position and that we're not providing a tree in Gargary. We have provided a sustainable Christmas tree in Leitrim at an expense, and we would progress with that.
Thanks, Kevin, for your update, but would it be possible for you to touch base with the community group for a meeting to meet with them to discuss further about the tree? If that would be possible, I'd be happy to propose that at the earliest possible moment to meet with the community group in Gargary. I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Chair, I wouldn't want to raise expectations of anyone as we come up close to Christmas and what we could or could not do. As I say, I'm acting on the recommendation which was approved by this committee and further approved by the full council in relation to what we're doing in Gargary / Leitrim.
Okay. Sorry, Councillor Casey, apologies for the delay. Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Chair, and apologies for calling your judgment into question. I do apologise. A couple of issues on the action sheet. Newry Canal, and I know, Kevin, you're having a report back to the December meeting. As far as our council is concerned, has the work stopped on the canal that's in our ownership? I know we're waiting on the Rivers Agency to get the finger out to do something about the entirety of the Newry Canal to Ferns Locks. But the piece to Wynn Industrial Estate, which we could manage, has work stopped on that as far as we're concerned?
Sure, I couldn't advise the councillor in terms of what work has been carried out within that particular section, but after the meeting, I will check with the canal squad to see what has been done. I was there recently myself, and it does appear to be more water than was there previously. But I mean, the squad would have said to me that as the weather gets colder, the existing vegetation will die back naturally, but I'm not clear whether they have actually taken action themselves. I understand, and I was speaking to Councillor Casey and listened to this, that similar issues were raised at the recent ERT meeting in terms of what action could be taken jointly between ourselves and ABC right along that canal. And we will be happy to work with our colleagues in ERT to see what can be done. In terms of the Rivers Agency, yes, I will report back in December more fully in terms of what they have replied to me, in terms of what they do, and I'll provide that report in December. Sure.
Thank you. Councillor Casey, have you another question?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, Gavin, but I'm not in any way, shape or fashion criticising our council staff for the work that they have done on the Newry Canal, but just I use that area fairly frequently, and and I thought work had stopped. My other issue, Chair, and it's you again, Kevin, I think, is the crib issue. I know the report says that the parish council or whoever they are have come back and said nothing has changed as far as they're concerned about the arrangement, that the crib stays where it is and there's no intention of opening up to the general public, and the site anti-social issues and liability issues. I know the crib was moved in there because of anti-social issues where it was before, beside the Christmas tree just in the middle of Hill Street. But I don't accept that, Chair. I mean, my intention was that the crib would be moved back, the park would be open during the day, and if the parish council seems to think that mothers and children and babies and prams, you know, would be responsible for antisocial behaviour, I don't accept that for 1 minute. I mean, that's what the police are there for, to try and mitigate against anybody who does, you know, misbehave themselves. And it'll be only during the course of any day. The park could be locked, that particular piece of ground could be locked at night, if it's necessary. But for the Christmas week, at least, at the very least, open that park, that piece of ground up, push the crib back in, and allow Newry people who actually, by and large, contribute both to the crib. The crib is a council property, am I right? Is the council staff that set that up and behind that perspex sheet and a locked gate every year? But it really sickens me to see that, Chair. And I'm really disappointed by the decision taken by the parish council or the administrator, whoever it was. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you.
Sure, yes. It was myself that contacted the parish office, and I did speak to someone in relation to that who was able to make a decision on that. I suppose the crib is there on church property with their indulgence, and it's their decision really as to whether they provide that access or not. The request has been made. The person I did speak to did refer to the potential for antisocial behaviour. I don't think they were, you know, I don't think they were pointing at anybody in particular as to, but there was that potential, and also then potential in relation to liability issues should an accident or whatever happen within the grounds. It was their preference, they said, that it would continue as in previous years with it behind the gate. I suppose, we talk perhaps about opening it up during the day, but there then would be a requirement to have someone to lock it at night and to open it in the morning. And that may be part of the issue in terms of providing that accessibility. Chair.
Thank you. Before I go to Harold McKees, Councillor Andrews made a proposal on his original comment. So can I get a seconder for that?
Yes, I second that there, Chair, in the chat.
Yes, that's okay. Councillor Brown, thank you very much. I just wasn't aware if that was the second for that item. So, Councillor Andrews, yeah. Councillor Andrews, could you just clarify what your proposal was, please?
Sorry, just some flashing green here, sorry.
More or less what it was that I made the proposal, you know, I spoke about in relation to the tree used in the chapel grounds, and that the community group wanted the tree to stay in the new location was caught beside the road, which would be dead on for the council to come along, the local community group, etc., to take the rest. Just what it proposed is, you know, that, you know, a night of representations made by Garvey constituents, you know, that they'd still like to have their tree, and also that would it be also for a site meeting to be held with the community group as soon as practically possible to try to come to some resolution in relation to the tree and Gardery, because the Gardery community outlined in the correspondence and in the conversations that tree's been a focal part of their community for years, and they feel that they still like to have the tree there, and they would be willing to work with council to come to a resolution. So I'd like to propose that no council meets with the community group as soon as practically possible.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Andrews, and that has been seconded by Councillor McKee. Is that all agreed by committee then, yeah? Councillor Ruan, have you a comment on that? All over the place,
yeah. Yeah, thanks, Chair. Listen, I have no problem with any community looking for a tree for their area for Christmas, but I think it's been stated here clearly, and I think the same thing happened last year when requests came in very late in the day for Christmas trees that weren't initially to be placed. And I think we're setting dangerous precedent here, because if we do this here tonight, what I would accept is that the council officers go away and speak with the group, maybe in relation to what we can do next year for Christmas. But to do it this year would open the floodgates, because any group out there from any part of the district who feel that they have no tree could now come in and could request a tree. So I think we need to be very clear on what we're agreeing to here. I have no problem, as I say, agreeing to go and to speak to the group, but it has to be under the quite clear that the Christmas trees have already been agreed through this committee, through full council, as to where they're going. We do also have a committee that put work into where these particular trees go, so I just want that clarified.
Okay, Councillor Andrews, could you clarify there, please?
Well, just more or less, I'd just like to clarify that, you know, I'm only passing on the views from the people, from the constituents out there, that you know, they're very much concerned about the tree, and they would like to, you know, they'd like to see the tree, still like to have their tree. So I'd like the officers to go away to discuss with the group, for the officers to outline to the group and people in question, and that's all I can do, is just to go ahead when the proposal was made.
Okay, sorry, if I can maybe just clarify, is the proposal on the second about Councillor McKay for officers to go and meet with Councillor Brown, I do beg your pardon, Chair, to go and meet with the local community group about tree provision, not yes. necessarily in respect of this year?
Well, I think it's more or less what I got from the conversation was that they wanted it now, they wanted something now, that they wanted to get the tree in place, they feel strongly about it.
Okay, Chair, as the Assistant Director has pointed out, the Council has already agreed its provision for this year, there will be an unbudgeted implications I was going to suggest, Chair, that we are content to meet with the community group about provision in next year, and we can bring a report back to the committee if that would be acceptable.
Well, I think a meeting's tantamount important anyway about the tree provision.
Can I just clarify then, is Councillor Andrews happy to change his proposal then to what I've just summarised?
Well, I just think, based on the principles of what the residents have outlined to me, you know, they're very concerned about that tree in Gargery, and you know, there's strong feelings about it, and I've been asked to convey their views and their feelings to this council meeting, to this committee tonight. So, like, I understand that there's policies and etc. put in place, but I think that a meeting to deal with this issue should be put in place immediately. Again, that's just I'm conveying the views of the people here. So, and I do.
Okay, thank you. I think it's going to have to go to a vote, if that's okay. So,
Chair, can I speak to
Dermot?
Yes, no worries. Apologies. I didn't know if it was related to the same item. It is. Yeah, so Councillor McKee, have you already commented? Is it on the same issue? Yeah, it's just a second that. Okay. My grey box is in the way, so Councillor O'Reilly, sorry, you're next. It's on the same item, isn't it?
Yes, Madam Chair, it was on Christmas trees, but not necessarily the one that Councillor Andrews was on about.
Okay, Councillor Riley.
If you're one of them, I'll defer.
That at the end, if that's okay. Councillor Curran, is it on the same item? Yes, okay, go ahead.
Sorry. It's just, Madam Chair, that the group up at the Gargery had phoned me to say that about the situation about the Christmas tree. I wasn't relation. We had already made a decision, and I had told them that. But they said this year, because of the young people and things like that, they look forward to Christmas. And at this time of year, we tried to be doing and helping each other. And they wanted to say what Councillor Andrews already said, that they've, they've taken it out of the church grounds and they could get it into a private owner's ground or a private ground that somebody would relate to, they could give it to them. And I was only going to think, they see, could we not this year? Although I listened to the debate before that, you know, and I listened to what everybody said. But I thought maybe because of it was Christmas and because it was this year probably went through with a lot of uncertainties and things like that there. And Christmas is a time of, well, getting to know each other and have good relations with people. And I thought maybe on this year, maybe we might be able to go and give the tree to be planted there, like out there, and then, but next year, you know, the situation would be different, like out there, but, and that's the only comment I want, because they phoned me up and asked what a support as other councillors here in the council, that's what I'm doing.
Okay, I think that's all the comments we have on that proposal. So yeah, we're going to have to take to a vote. Sarah.
Councillor Andrews?
Four.
Councillor Brown?
Four.
Councillor Casey?
Yeah.
Councillor Clark is not on the call. Councillor Kern? Four. Councillor Finnegan?
Against.
Councillor McGuinness?
Yeah, just pull that off.
Against. Sorry, Councillor Riley, can you just make sure that your microphone
is muted?
Councillor Malone?
Four.
Councillor Murphy?
Against.
Councillor Key? Councillor McKevitt isn't on the call. Councillor Wan?
Against. Can I just be clear, we're against the provision of the tree this year, but we're not against the actual discussion with the RIB.
Councillor Stokes?
Four.
Councillor Taylor?
Four.
And Councillor Owen isn't on the call. So that's 7-4 and 5 against.
Okay, so Councillor O'Reilly, I'm going to take you in now.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I was just with the Amalone Christmas tree that died off so spectacularly. There had been quite a bit of money spent on that, you know, sourcing that big pine, that big coniferous tree. I was just wondering, what's the present situation going forward and on along? If you haven't got it right now, I can get it later.
Are you okay, Councillor Reddy, if I get Johnny to update you outside the meeting?
Yes, that's okay.
No worries, thank you. Okay, so if that is that, we will move on to the next item, which is item number 4, Neighbourhood Services Directorate, 6-monthly review of the Directorate Business Plan. And that is been taken by, Johnny.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Members, the purpose of this report is to seek your approval from the committee for the 6-month review of the Directorate Business Plan, which covers the period from April 2021 to September 2021. A copy of that 6-month review is provided at Appendix 1. Chair, I don't propose to go through the detail. However, if members have any questions or comments, I'm happy to take them. But if I could maybe have a proposer and seconder, please.
Yeah, so we have a proposal from Councillor Curran and seconded by Councillor Casey. Thank you. So,
Chair, just as I was having my issues with the computer here, you know, I was dead on me in the middle of the thing. Just more or less wanted to make a few comments on number 4 with the directorate. I do welcome, Johnny, the additional resources to progress with the fleet replacement programme, and I've spoken and been a firm supporter that this process takes place to update and modernise the fleet of vehicles, some that have seen better days. But how's things progressing with the fleet replacement programme? And also in relation to the garage workshop review, I noticed the wee red indicator. Again, like before, what progress has been made? And also, has there any interaction or engagement been made, you know, with staff and others? And what time scale do you give to progress and move this forward? I do, as I say, in relation to the permit scheme, and I think it's been dealt with later on, but I think I do welcome the proposed introduction of the permit scheme to similar to other councils. I'd like to thank Kevin Law for the work involved with that. And also on household waste percentages, and I see that the recycling rates are falling, and I know that with the pandemic and people staying at home, etc., are there any plans or campaigns and educational programs proposed to get the recycling message across and see if we're getting our figures back on track again? But again, to all the staff and the director and yourself and the team, that thanks for all your hard work in this area of services, especially in the times that we're in. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you.
I'm happy to come back on the fleet replacement then, maybe if I ask Sinead, the assistant director, to respond on the other end. Chair, in terms of the fleet replacement programme, yes, we've secured additional resources and we're making progress in terms of specifications, and the plan is to go out to tender in the not too distant future. But Chair, what I would like to do is bring an update to the committee next month, setting out in more detail where we are in relation to that programme of work, if that's acceptable.
Okay, thank you, Chair. In relation to the in relation to the garage review, the plan was to progress that within quarter two. So due to ongoing work in relation and impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, that has been pushed out, and we'd like to see that review being completed by the end of quarter four. The next query, can I just clarify, that was about the permit system? Yeah. So there will be an update in a later paper in relation to the permit system. And then the last point was in relation to education for recycling. So we're about to embark on a campaign within the next week or two, which is a Northern Ireland wide campaign that we're participating in. So you can see what would be coming up in relation to encouraging recycling within households within that campaign. Thank you, Chair.
Well, thanks so much, Chair, and Sinead and Johnny, and all for your updates. Very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. And if we're happy enough, we will move on to item number 5, and that's the report into the removal of bamboo at Kilbrony Forest, and that will be Johnny.
It is, Chair. Thank you very much. Members, the purpose of this report is to present to you as the committee with a timeline of events pre and post the works relating to the removal of bamboo planting in Kilbrony Park, Ostrever. And members may recall this was an action arising from the last council meeting on the 1st of November this year, where it was agreed that a report would be presented to the next committee meeting. Chair, I don't propose to go through the details. Suffice to say that the report covers issues in terms of the context in relation to the removal of that bamboo. It also considers issues in terms of to a timeline of events, as well as several lessons which have been identified and then are which translated into recommendations for this committee to avoid a reoccurrence of that issue. I suppose, Chair, concluding remarks are is that it is acknowledged that the bamboo removal in Kilbrony caused significant local community and councillor upset, and lessons have been learned to avoid its reoccurrence. In the case, there is no evidence to suggest that there's been any negative ecological impact arising from the actions, and that's supported by the council's biodiversity plan, which governs the removal of non-native invasive species, and also by the findings of the college's report into the occurrence of badgers at the badger set. I say, Chair, happy to take any comments or questions, but if I could have a proposer and seconder to that report, please.
Thank you, Johnny. Yes, I'll take the proposer and seconder now, if that's okay. Well, I'll propose it. Can I have a seconder? Yeah, Councillor Murphy, second it. I am going to take Councillor Tinley. I understand you're not a committee member, but I will let your comments come forward, please.
Yes, Chairperson, and thank you very much for indulging me. Can I begin, Chairperson, by offering a qualified welcome to the findings of Johnny's report here, and thanks to him and his officers for their speedy response to the concerns raised around this matter. Getting into the specifics, Chairperson, I suppose it is hard to do anything other than act on lessons learned in this instance, because the damage has already been done regarding this matter. So I'll begin, Chairperson, by just talking about the actual specific badger issue. So whilst I welcome the confirmation that the badger sets were empty, this is, of course, a retrospective survey that we're reading, And I don't see any reference to the dates of when the sets possibly were vacated. However, I am going to say that 18 months of chemical spraying, I'm sure, didn't help matters and possibly deemed those sets uninhabitable. And I've only discovered this evening on reading this report that there actually were 5 sets discovered, and albeit it's been confirmed that they currently are unused, but it is also confirmed within the report that unused or not, they are still subject to the Wildlife NA Order of 1985. So, in that regard, Chair, from a possible criminal matter, we have dodged one here. And I'm glad that no action has been taken in that regard, because I have no doubt that people had the best intentions when they went in there to begin with, but lessons are being learned. Now, moving on, Chairperson, to just address Johnny's timeline that he has included as part of his report. And the context of the timeline is, for these events, is very important, because it is important that the public are assured that no councillors were aware that the bamboo planting was to be removed before it actually happened. And with the greatest respect, Chairperson, the report, as it currently sits, does not make that clear. Now, getting into the specific emails, and the first one referenced is on the 7th of October. And the actual wording of that email, Chairperson, if you'll indulge me, says, "Tree works will be starting most likely tomorrow in Cabrone to raise lower branches along the perimeter road, which are impacting vehicles on the roadway. I have received specific DFA clearance requests. Some of the larger stumps from previous failures /removals will also be sectioned up and a dead smaller tree near the main building removed." Now, very simple question, Chairperson. That roadway that has been referenced in that particular email is at a minimum 2 to 250 metres away from the area that we're speaking about here this evening. So the first question to Johnny is, what is the point in introducing reference to that email in the context of this report? The second email you refer to is on the 21st of October, and the headline on that email says, that was to myself and another local councillor, "Cabrone invasive growth and brash clearance. We have a special flail unit in cutting invasive weeds and brash around the Narnia Trail and Arboretum area today. They will be back next week to cut more, if anyone is querying." Now, Chairperson, that area where the bamboo planting was destroyed at the lower car park, beside the lower car park, is neither beside the Narnia Trail nor is a part of the Arboretum. And whilst it refers to invasive weeds and brash, there is absolutely no mention of bamboo. So the email referred to, yet again, Chairperson, is of no relevance to the issue and the matter under discussion here. And to introduce a Chairperson, I contend, is an inaccurate statement of fact. And then there's a further email there.
Councillor Timmy, I'm just going to give you a wee warning on time. You have another minute, all right?
Right. Okay. There's an email referenced within the report of the 26th of October. And on the 26th of October, I had a conversation with one of the officers on a work phone, which I believe all councillors are entitled to ring. And that was regarding a right-of-way issue in another area of the village. So again, I want an explanation why that email is in the report. And finally, Chairperson, on the 31st of October, I sent Mr McBride an email and included senior officers in it requesting an urgent meeting about the destruction of this bamboo plantation that is decades old, and highlighted that residents were absolutely infuriated by this. Now, Officer McBride, or Director McBride, has not referenced that email within his report. So there's four specific issues there, Chairperson, that I would like the Director to address, and I would like that reflected in the report going forward, if somebody on the committee will propose that.
Thank you, Councillor Tenley.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Johnny, are you happy to come in, or would you prefer to come back outside?
Chair, if it's acceptable to the committee, I'd like to speak to Councillor Tenley outside of the meeting, if that's okay.
Are you happy enough with that, Councillor Tenley?
No way, Chairperson. He has stated, made reference to these emails in a public forum here, and people are able to draw their own conclusions based on what they are reading and hearing tonight. So I would like it addressed in the public forum as it was introduced in a public forum. Thank you.
Chair, this report as presented deals with the facts, okay? I have not released any information relating to any emails as part of this report. It refers to the timeline events pre and post the works, and the information contained in the report deals with the questions Councillor Tenley is referring to.
Okay. Anything else, I am going to let Johnny come back to you outside of this meeting. Councillor Tenley, if there's anything else that needs answered. Okay. Thank you. So,
sure.
Yes, hold on. I am just going through these. We have Councillor Brown. Go ahead.
Yeah, Chair, I would actually make a proposal on the back of what Jarlath says. I agree with him wholeheartedly. And whilst he knows the area far better than me and has been, I'm sure, inundated with calls from ratepayers, as many councillors in Crotlieve have been over this issue, I was also very concerned to see it happen. I've been contacted about it also. I do think Jarlath makes a good point around why that the need, whether there is a need for that particular email to be referenced in the report there that the officer has put together. So I would actually propose what Jarlath has asked, and that is that the report is amended to remove reference to those emails to councillors that Jarlath has made mention of, given the fact that the actual bamboo planting that was destroyed in that work is not specifically referenced in those emails. So I think the fact that those weren't referenced means that councillors could not have known that that was the likely outcome, and therefore inclusion of that email in the report could be potentially misleading to the public.
Yeah, Donny, go ahead.
Yeah, sure, maybe I can respond. I repeat what I said earlier, that this report deals with the facts in the terms of timeline events pre and post the works to remove the bamboo. And maybe just refer members to the concluding remarks that there has been no ecological impact as a result of that activity in terms of the removal of that bamboo, because it's in accordance with the management of non-native invasive species as set out in the Biodiversity Action Plan, and also in terms of the findings of the ecologist report in terms of the occurrence of the badger set.
Thank you. Gavin Malone, or Councillor Malone, you are looking to speak also.
Sorry, I was seconding what Councillor Brown had said. Both and I seconded, sorry.
Councillor Malone, I don't think you're a committee member, so I don't think you can. Is he?
Right,
okay, sorry, my apologies, Councillor Malone. So is everybody in agreement with that proposal? Councillor McKay, yeah.
Yes, Chair, before I could agree to anything or disagree, I don't believe I've enough detail on it. There's so many things, four things to you in there at the one time. and it's too much for me to grasp. I don't know about others, and I think it's something we nearly need to be put in an email in writing, should it be passed to the following meeting, to the time to have a look at it and see exactly what we're talking here. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McKay. Councillor Rowan.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I would also have concerns with the proposal that's before us. One thing we have to be is open and transparent with everything we do, and we as councillors have been calling for that for long and many a day. What's probably lacking is it makes reference to emails with maybe a sentence, but maybe what we need to do for the full council meeting is to make us all aware of all the emails and what was actually contained in them. And I know Jarlath has touched on the fact that he had a conversation or an email in relation to that's not mentioned in it. I could also say that I had a number of phone calls with officers on the Monday after it happened, and they're not referenced there either. So maybe what we need is a full disclosure of all the emails in relation to any contact in relation to the works that were carried out in Kilburn Park, and I would make that a proposal, Chair.
And I would second that proposal also, Councillor Rowan.
I suppose, Chair, you have a proposal and then you have a counter proposal. So I would need to go to your vote, Chair.
Chair, I think that sounds like a fair enough proposal from Councillor Rowan. As he probably mentioned, you know, we're great champions of transparency in this council, of course. I myself have championed it many times. So I think there can be nothing wrong with full transparency and releasing all communications and having a discussion at the next available opportunity, whether that's full council or the next neighbourhood services. So I'm happy to withdraw my proposal on that basis.
Thank you, Councillor Brown. Councillor Tinley, how do you feel about that?
Yes, that's fine, Chairperson. I'm happy to go with what Mickey and Paddy have proposed here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Chair, can I just clarify that brought back to the next Neighbourhood Service Committee meeting in December?
Yeah. Yep. I'm happy enough to broad thrust of the proposals here, so happy enough to support. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, can I, just before you go off that matter, Councillor Rowan did mention there that there's a trail of emails and calls that he also was involved in on this matter. Other councillors may be in the same position, so if we get the whole lot out on the table, and we'll give it a good going over. Thank you.
And Councillor Gibbons, I did not intentionally miss you. Very sorry for that. Go ahead. Councillor Gibbons, are you there? Okay, Councillor Gibbons, you can send an email.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, well, everything's been covered. It's been okay. I don't know why you intentionally didn't mean that. Just to go back to, I think it's an agreement nearly on whatever Councillor Rowan and Councillor Tinley and what Patrick has said as well. And just using that as an example, item number 5 of the timeline, the email on the 21st of October, for example, on the report it says in days of growth, when within the email it says that we were notified about invasive weeds. Now there's a huge no mention of bamboo or badger sat in it. Invasive weeds, I would help the council get rid of invasive weeds all around the district. But there's a huge difference in invasive being told there's going to be invasive weeds lifted from a park and you know, nearly 200-year-old bamboo. So yes, it's a good call there by Councillor Rowan to get everything out on the table. But that's just an example of I know Andy's saying that's the facts and the timeline, but there, you know, the devil's in the detail. You know.
Thank you, Councillor Gibbons. So if we're happy to move on to item number 6, which is the public convenience strategy, governance arrangements, and Kevin Scullion is going to take that.
Thanks, Chair. So the purpose of the report is to propose that governance arrangements for the delivery of the public toilet strategy will be through the Neighbourhood Services Working Group. It had previously been agreed that a project board structure would be used, but following discussions with our corporate service colleagues and a review of previously agreed council stance on this position, has been determined that such a structure would not be appropriate in this instance. The Neighbourhood Service Working Group was set up in 2018 to provide political direction and support to the development and implementation of the Neighbourhood Services project. I provide a copy of the terms of reference for the working group as an appendix to the report. The working group itself has not met for some time, and so if agreed, it is proposed that it will be reconvened and become the mechanism for councillor involvement in a range of neighbourhood services projects, including the public toilet strategy. Chair, committee approval is requested. In addition, if agreed, the officers will review the terms of reference which have been provided for the neighbourhood services group and will report back to the committee for further consideration, taking account of the change in direction in relation to the neighbourhood services working group. Chair.
Thank you, Kevin. I think there's a proposal. I have a grey box in the way, but I think there's a proposal from Councillor Andrews and a comment.
Yes, thanks very much, Chair. First of
can
all,
I get a seconder just before your comment, please? Yeah, can I get a seconder? Well, I'll second it, so go ahead, Councillor.
Thanks, Chair. First of all, I'm only too happy to propose that we do go ahead with the paper, and thanks, Kevin, for your hard work and bringing it forward. In relation to the toilet strategy for the district and assessments, the governance and mechanism to see this project through, as Councillor Stokes is already the SALP group rep and we have a vacancy, I'd like to propose that Councillor Dermot Kern would fill the SALP vacancy on the working group to work alongside Councillor Stokes and the other councillors to move this further. Thank you.
Okay, Johnny, you go ahead.
Yeah, Chair, what we were asking, and I think we've got it in terms of committee approval to update the terms of reference, we'll look at the membership arrangements and bring a proposal to the committee next month as to how we deal with that. If we can address it at that point then, please, Chair.
Thanks. Well, Councillor Kern will be our nominee moving this forward. Thank you.
Thank you. So item 7 is the household recycling review, and that will be taken by Sinead.
Thank you, Chair. So this update is in relation to the household recycling centre review. The committee had previously approved a two-phase review in August and October 2019 in respect of reviewing the operations at the council's household recycling centres. The primary rationale for this was to secure standardisation across the sites and to reduce the amount of non-recyclable waste being received and processed through the facilities. Members will be aware that due to COVID-19 risk assessments, which are under review, we are currently operating the HRCs on a restricted basis across the district. While phase one of the review has progressed, it has been delayed due to the pandemic. However, I have noted some of the progress, which is in relation to the implementation of policies governing access to and the usage of the council's household recycle centres for general access and usage, construction DIY materials and the reuse of materials. And some of that is detailed there in the report. The proposed permit system to facilitate entrance to and usage of the HRCs by householders who operate commercial type vehicles and trailers and for trade our commercial customers has been delayed. It is anticipated that this will now be in place by the end of quarter 4, 21-22. Phase 2 of the review, which includes standardising operating hours, will recommence and a paper will be reported to a future Neighbourhood Services Committee meeting. Members are asked to note any changes to operations at HRC sites may require modifications to our NIA site licences and revised site signage, which will incur additional cost. So members are asked to note and approve the contents of this report and note an update report on HRC review will be provided at a future committee meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Sinead. Councillor McKay, you have a question. No. Councillor Andrews. Okay, go ahead. Councillor Andrews, you can comment.
Thanks. Leave it to me to put the spanner in the works. I tell you what, thanks very much. I'd just like to propose that we do go ahead with the recommendations outlined in the report
And I also welcome the introduction of permits, which I lobbied for a while back. And it's good to see that these permits are going to come into place that will enable non-commercial residents to access our sites using vans, etc. And I'd say with the way things are at the moment, hopefully when things settle down a bit with the pandemic and everything, that we can proceed further and implement it. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Okay, apologies. So, Councillor McKay, you have seconded that, and yes, you've got a question.
Just a wee question, just in relation to what is the access control option for Kilkeel and Hilltown? Maybe Kevin could explain what is the control options, what is the plan, what are we...
That's Sinead, that'll take that one.
Oh, Sinead, sorry. Yes.
Yeah,
Use the mic off.
Oh, it's okay. Yes, so with respect to Hilltown and Kilkeel, so that the travel control measures are a barrier in Kilkeel and flow plates in Hilltown, so it's in relation to access in and out of the sites. So it's automated barriers there in Kilkeel. So we're expecting the installation of those to be completed by the end of this month.
Thank you. And if that's all the questions, we will move on then to item number 8, which is the Enforcement Improvement Plan update, and that will be from Sinead also.
Thank you, Chair. So the purpose of this report is to update committee regarding the implementation of the Enforcement Improvement Plan for dog fouling and illicit dumping, which was approved by committee in March 2021. A full update on the Enforcement Improvement Plan can be found in Appendix 1 with a summary in the body of the report. Just going to mention a few items. We have the Enforcement GIS mapping app has been developed and is now currently on trial by the enforcement officers within the council. In relation to recruitment, further recruitment exercises underway to fulfil current vacant posts. We'll highlight the number of official requests that have been made for clean-up initiatives under the Cleaner Greener initiative. And partnering work with Louth County Council continues. Videos have been recorded and we're currently at the final edit stage. And the rest of the detail there is within the report. I would ask members to note and approve the content of this report. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Sinead. Can I have a proposer and a seconder for that, and then I'll take questions after, if that's okay? Thank you. That's proposed by Councillor Casey and seconded by Councillor Murphy. And I will take Councillor Casey's question.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. And Sinead, thanks for your report. Do we have any stats on how we are improving catching people dog fouling, or we used to get that, you know, on a regular basis, some reports. I don't know, the prosecution's up or whatever. Because it is still an epidemic. We have a pandemic, now we have an epidemic of dog fouling as well. Everywhere you go, it's the same. Councillors get it in the neck all the time from residents. Quite rightly so. But I mean, it's not our fault, and the poor dog doesn't know what's doing wrong. So, and I know it's up to people to report the dog owner, and we hope to have a view to prosecution, but that's not always possible. So if there's any stats at all, Sinead, I'd like to know them. Thanks.
Councillor Casey, we're going to note that, and it's going to be dealt with in item 9, if that's okay. So we'll note that, and we'll answer that when it comes. So that is all the questions and comments for item number 8. We move on to item number 9, schedule for power washing, and that is Sinead as well.
Thank you, Chair. So the purpose of this report is to provide committee with an update on the schedule of deep cleansing of the paved surfaces within the council district. The appointed contractor has carried out deep cleansing in Newcastle, Downpatrick, Warm Point and Newry. The further areas which were scheduled for cleaning in Kilkeel, Ballinahinch and Cross McLean are due to commence this week. Committee approved officers to review the potential to extend the schedule of deep cleanse into other areas within the district. So the report outlines the areas that have been identified, and the officers have recommended that Tier 2 settlements within the Local Development Plan 2030, which includes Saintfield, Killyleagh, Castlewell and Bestbrook, are included at an estimated cost of approximately £18,000. Upon completion of these identified areas within the Tier 2 settlements, the feasibility of extending deep cleansing to Tier 3 settlements will be explored, subject to availability of funding. So members are asked to approve the deep cleansing schedule as set out in section 2.2 of this report.
Thank you, Sinead. We have a proposal from Councillor Curran, I think, and a seconder by Councillor McKee. And Councillor Curran, you have a question. Just put on your microphone, would you please?
Well, I totally support the committee. I totally support the pending thing and on whether it's proposed in section 2.2, and I welcome it, and it'll make a big impression on our council. But what I would like to, the question I have is larger villages, and I take, for example, Ardglass, which is a large village and attracts a lot of tourism to the area. When would they be ever considered to be deep cleaned?
Thank you, Chair. So the larger villages like Ardglass will be included within the Tier 3 settlements, and we are looking at options in terms of the deep cleansing. So that's something that in 2.3 we're going to look at the feasibility of rolling out to the Tier 3 settlements. So whether we use our existing contractor, and we're also exploring the option of power washer for our own use, so that might be another alternative option for the Tier 3 settlements. So we are looking at the options for those areas, and we'll report those back to committee.
Thank you, Sinead. Councillor Murphy.
Yeah, no, I would just like to welcome the report, and you know, the fact that some of the smaller villages or towns are included in it, and in particular Bestbrook, you know, so thanks for that.
Thank you. Councillor Taylor.
Yep, thank you, Chair. Like Declan, I also welcome the fact that Bestbrook has been included in this updated schedule. It's one of the areas that I've been pushing for in recent discussions on this issue, and certainly, I just want to mention again there are other areas, including Newton Hamilton, that I'd mentioned previously. There's been quite a bit of work and investment undertaken in the main centre of Newtown Hamilton over the last 12 months, and you know, certainly want to ensure that we keep that, keep the village in, you know, as high quality condition as we can. So obviously there will be, you know, a Tier 3 if funding becomes available, and certainly want to mention that, you know, I certainly hope that Newtown could be considered for that, you know, whenever that, if and when that becomes available, but certainly welcome the inclusion of Bestbrook at this stage. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Councillor Brown.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Sinead, for this report. I'm sure you're thinking, as a Rowallan councillor, I probably don't have a lot to complain about with Saintfield, Ballinahinch and Killyleagh included there and well covered, and thank you very much for that. But I was contacted by a fair few people in recent months, particularly over the summer, obviously, about Ardglass in particular, and the Lochiel coast obviously saw a massive influx of people visiting the area due to the pandemic. And as completely concur with what Councillor Curran was saying there about those sort of larger coastal villages that do attract a lot of local tourism. And I would just suggest that when it comes to allocating resource for those Tier 3 areas, there must be a way to prioritise that resource to try and tackle those areas which have that higher footfall. Those larger villages along the coast, I'm thinking of the likes of Ardglass, Ross Trevor, Anna Long, I'm sure are all affected by this as well. I've obviously been contacted about Ardglass because it's near to my area, but I would strongly recommend that that's probably the best way to tackle it. I'm sure there's there's data within the department in terms of, you know, overflowing rubbish bins and stuff like that, that we can correlate with footfall to try and prioritise how we use that. That what I understand, you know, is a completely limited resource. So hopefully that's an approach that could be pursued there.
Thank you, Councillor Brown. Councillor Ruan.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's coming slightly different at it, and you know, we all welcome our areas being cleaned and car washed on a regular basis. I do think we're going to hit a problem because this is something that's going to needed to be done every year, and every councillor, no matter where they represent, whether it's a large town, small village, are going to eventually come and want it cleaned. And I've raised it before and probably just repeating myself, but I do think we need to look at that resource in-house that allows us to clean ourselves and to get out into the smaller villages, etc., and do that there. So I think it's grand getting funding and spending it as we get it to clean the streets, but we need to be keeping cleaning the streets year in, year out. So we need to look at resourcing that ourselves and having it in-house. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, thanks, Chair. I just come back on that, and yes, we certainly will take on board the comments that have been made here tonight in relation to the prioritisation and the ongoing cleansing year on year. And this is something we can certainly discuss at the cleansing workshop next week, next Wednesday, the 24th. So we can have a look at that.
Thank you, Sinead and Councillor Ryan. Councillor Andrews.
Just one moment. I do welcome the contribution of the previous speakers, but I do welcome the Ballinhead, Sinfield and Kelly, etc. being in the schedule. And Sinead, when would you envisage that work to be carried out in the likes of Sinfield, Kelly and Ballinhead? So, thanks.
Sure, I would expect that to be carried out within the coming months, and in line with the contractor's availability.
Thanks, Sinead. Thanks so much, Chair.
Thank you. Can we deal with Councillor Casey's previous question in item 9, if I'm right in saying, to dog violence? The item?
Chair, there's actually an item later on in the committee agenda about the number of fixed penalty notices. So, Chair, if we could maybe pick it up there.
Yeah. I want to take the opportunity just in this item to pass on a huge thanks from myself and from Cross Mountain Community Association for Johnny, Kevin and the cleansing team and maintenance team for Halloween, and that there was a really, really good job done by everybody, and I'd like that to be passed on to the guys on the ground, if that's okay. Thank you. Okay. So we will move on if everybody's happy enough. We are on item number 10, which is Christmas and New Year arrangements, which will be taken by Sinead.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to inform members of arrangements for refuse collection services and opening of household recycling centres for the 2021 Christmas and New Year holiday period. This year's recognised holidays are highlighted within the report. In addition, two special appreciation days have been granted for staff. Householders have been informed of their refuse collection arrangements for the current financial year, including the holiday periods, through their individual recycling collection calendar 2021-22. This individual household information is also available via the council website. Details of current opening hours for the HRCs may also be viewed on the council website, which will be updated with the proposed Christmas and New Year opening arrangements. Messaging will also be made available on social media and the council's out of hours messaging services. Details of the household recycling centres opening arrangements will be displayed on the sites from the 13th of December. Members are asked to note the arrangements in 3.2 for refuse collection services and 3.3 for household recycling centres for the holiday period of 2021 as follows: publicised on the council website, posted on social media outlets, details to be recorded on out of hours messaging, and holiday arrangements to be displayed prominently at the sites from the 13th of December. So if members can note and approve this report, please.
Thank you, Sinead. We have a proposal there from Councillor Stokes and seconded by Councillor McGuinness. And we have no comments or questions in, so we will move on. Thank you. So the following items are taken under... the items 11, 12 and 13 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, NI 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may be resolution be excluded during these items of business. So I want to call on a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session. Yeah, proposed by Councillor McKee and seconded by Councillor McGuinness. Thank you. Yeah, no worries.
Chair, the press have been removed.
Councillor Stokes, and that's seconded by Councillor Murphy. Yep.
Chair, no press have rejoined at this stage.
Okay, we proceed then. So, item number 11, minutes of ARC 21 in committee, joint committee meeting, Thursday the 30th of September 2021, on the proposal of Councillor McGuinness, seconded by Councillor McKee. It agreed to note the ARC 21 in committee, joint committee meeting minutes held on Thursday the 30th of September 2021. Item 12, business case for the maintenance of Towns Cloths, on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Stokes, it agreed to note the content of the report, approve the findings of the business case that reviews options for maintenance of 5 town clocks. The preferred option, option 3, would see a suitably qualified maintenance contractor appointed through tender to undertake routine maintenance of the 6 town clocks and provide breakdown cover for up to a maximum 3-year period. The contract would include the option to remove existing clocks or add additional clocks from the service provision. Council consider undertaking a project which would lead to the restoration of the clock at Dan Rice Hall, and if needed to proceed then to provide the recommendations within section 2.3 of this report. Item 13, mixed dry recyclables contract, on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor McKevitt, it agreed to approve the contract for the receipt of processing of mixed dry recyclables with the Council's current contractor to be extended from the 1st of April 2022 for 2 years. Item 14, Neighbourhood Services Procurement Action Plan uptake. On the proposal of Councillor Finnegan, seconded by Councillor McKee, it agreed to approve the 6-month review of the Neighbourhood Services Directorate business plan, April 21 to September 21. Okay. So we are going to move on to item 15. It's for noting. 15 to 19, and the fixed penalty notice is in item number 18. Perfect. Okay. So, proposer and seconder for that, please. Proposed by Councillor Casey and seconded by Councillor Andrews. Thank you. So, any matters arising?
Thanks very much for that, Chair. Sorry, Sinead. The very fact that it's there shows that I hadn't been reading my minutes properly and wasn't too aware of the agenda. But I could ask one question now anyway. How does it compare with other councils? The statistics. Thank you, Sinead. Thanks, Chair.
Chair, Councillor Casey, I'll come back to you directly on that. Thank you.
Okay, so that is us. If there's nothing further, we will conclude. Sinead, thank you so much for being patient with me. And thanks to Johnny and Sinead as always. All right.
Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair.
Thank you.